Paul shifted his weight on the concrete landing in front of Demi Lee's apartment door. He conjured up a myriad of ways to exact retribution from Finn. This whole debacle had been no simple thing. Turned out there was an entire protocol for handling a woman who'd been dumped. He briefly wondered if any of his past girlfriends had gone through all this. Must suck to be a girl. Balancing his offerings in one hand, he knocked again. Maybe she wasn't home. He'd texted her earlier, told her he was coming. Her only response had been an unenthusiastic whatever. He'd give her one more minute, then he was gone. He was on the verge of leaving when the door swung open. Shock held him immobile. She stood with one hand on the doorknob, one hand on a hip, and a toothbrush protruding from her mouth, foamy froth seeping out. Her hair was stuffed up into a beanie that had seen better days. Glasses sat lopsided on her nose, doing little to hide the deep, dark circles beneath her eyes and the splotchy skin of someone who'd been crying. A lot. A dollop of toothpaste foam coalesced on her chin, too thick to succumb to gravity. With the six-pack he held in his left hand, he indicated his phone resting atop the box of pizza he held in his right. I looked up best movies to watch after a breakup and rented John Tucker Must Die on Amazon. Pulling the toothbrush out of her mouth, she swallowed the toothpaste, leaving remnants of it in the corners of her lips and that disturbing dollop on her chin.
I think I'm more in the mood for something like, I don't know, Magic Mike?
That would be a no, he said. Have you seen this John Tucker one?
Yeah, it's pretty good. You seen it?
Hell no, I'd lose all credibility with the guys, so if we're going to watch it, you have to swear not to tell a soul.
And if I don't swear?
She still hadn't invited him in, just stood impassive in her doorway, shrouded in a Hello Kitty sweatshirt three sizes too big for her, and a man's pair of gray sweatpants swallowing her legs and pooling at her feet. If you don't swear, he said, then I'm out of here. No pizza, no beer, no chocolate, no movie. The first bit of interest touched her face.
Chocolate?
In the bag. She pried the plastic grocery sack from his fingers, almost unbalancing the precarious hold he had on the pizza, then turned and walked to her couch, leaving him to follow. Or not. He stepped inside, flicked the door closed with the heel of his Lucchese boots, set the beer and pizza on her coffee table, then hung his Stetson on a peg by the door.